Hi, I'm James Abrams.
And I'm John Abrams.
And we're the Abrams Brothers. And you're listening to CFRC 101.9.
Please support community radio.
Hello, and welcome to Salt Licht in Rapture. I'm your host, Nishan Tung. Salt Licht in Rapture is a sonic exploration of, to quote Virginia Woolf, violent waves of emotion. Featuring both known and lesser-known musicians and poets, a special emphasis is placed on oddball, enigmatic, outsider artists whose work invokes dreamscapes and feelings of alienation, nostalgia, melancholy, existential unease, and yearning. Join me on Fridays at 8 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Do you have a community-based project that needs funding? The Lavana Gender Advocacy Center can help. Lavana is an anti-oppressive, radical collective of student activists that organizes and funds a variety of events and projects, from community care to education, mutual aid to arts and culture. Connect with us on Facebook or by email at lavanacenter@gmail.com to get your project funded and to see what else you got going on.
Guys, gals, non-binary pals, different circles is moving. Same day, different time slot. We're now on Fridays at 9 p.m. Join me from 9 to 10 p.m. for an adventure through sound. Who knows? You might just find your next favorite song.
Hey, this is Natalia from the Deers, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9. Keep listening.
Did you eat today? If yes, you can thank Ontario Farmland. Ontario Farmland provides local foods and local jobs for millions of Ontarians. But our farmland is under threat. Every day, 319 acres of farmland is lost. Over the past 35 years, 2.8 million acres of farmland have vanished forever. At the Ontario Farmland Trust, we fight to preserve farmland. Visit us at OntarioFarmlandTrust.ca.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
With me.
I'm radio.
CFRC.
The best radio station we've ever heard.
And welcome back. You are tuned into CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca for those of you listening in through the web. It is the 10 o'clock hour here in Kingston, Ontario, and you are tuned into The Mood with May on CFRC 101.9 FM. I forget what I said now. Oh boy, what a way to start my last episode ever to ever do live of The Mood with May after 3-4 years. I don't know. I don't remember. It's been a long time. I am officially unk and chopped, unfortunately. And I am graduating from university. Didn't think it was gonna happen, to be honest, guys, especially this last stretch. Oh boy. But yeah, today is gonna be a little bit of a goodbye. And I might cry on air, so if you hear me sniffling, no you don't. I don't know. Hold on. So today is going to be a bit of a goodbye, and I'm going to be playing some sappy songs, but I'm also going to be playing some songs that are an ode to some of the people that I love and cherish that I've met here at Queen's and I've met through the station. And I'm definitely going to miss somebody, so if I do, I'm sorry. But I am going to try my darndest to fit everybody in or talk about everybody or thank everybody. But before I get into that, a big blanket thank you to CFRC. If you're listening in, and I imagine you've probably listened in before, or if this is your first time ever tuning into the station, welcome. And also goodbye, because you ain't ever going to see me on air here again, unfortunately. But yeah, thank you to CFRC for all of the love and support and community that I've found here in the past 3-4-ish years. If you're a first year student and you are feeling that kind of like very hollow feeling of going back home after 8 months being basically like living with your friends in the dorms, whether it's sharing a room or living down the hall or living a building over, if you're gonna mourn the late night loco runs or lazy runs, and you're gonna mourn the brunch in the dining hall in the mornings, on the weekends, this is for you also, because I've been there and I've felt that. And I guess I kind of escaped that pain every year because I've always just kind of like been here, and I lived in the same house for 4 years, so I didn't really have to say goodbye to the house that I lived in, and I didn't have to say goodbye to roommates all that much. Shout out Julia, who left in second year. Girl, you made me cry. But yeah, it's been a fun go of it, and I'm just going to get into it because, yeah, CFRC is great. And if you're ever debating having a show here or volunteering here, do it. Please do it. The community here is so great. It's probably the only reason why I didn't drop out of Queens, because I'm going to be honest, I hate this school. I don't like it. I'm also in commerce, so doubly didn't enjoy that. Didn't enjoy those people. There's like 5 people in that program that I could even stand to talk to. Anyhow, let's get into the sad, goopy, happy, grateful part of this show, because I'm not going to sit here and dog on Queens for 10 minutes. I could dog on Queens for a long time, but I ain't going to do it. We're going to kick it off with a song that is dedicated to Julia, who is my roommate in first year. Oh my God, I'm tearing up already. Girl, I can't do this. This song is dedicated to Julia, who is my roommate in first year. And we moved in together in second year, and then she transferred back to Ottawa. And she has been my rock for 5 years. I think we became instant best friends in the dorms. We met once during the summer, but before that we didn't know each other. We talked online. That's how we met. And meeting her was probably one of the best things that ever happened to me at Queens, and getting to grow with her and go through literally like hell in first and second year with our roommates and friend groups. Oh my God. When they say don't live with the people that you meet, in the very first week of university, they were not kidding. Guys, we got out by the hair on our teeth, but it was a situation. So shout out to Julia for being so amazing, and to her family for taking me in and being my family when my actual family wasn't really doing all the best there. She's an amazing person, and she's gonna do great things. When you win your Oscar, you gotta show me out on the Oscar stage, because I'm shouting you out on my last episode ever of The Mood with May. And then we're gonna go with the first year, like second year vibe, and continue on with my friend Carl, who I doubt is also listening. I don't think anybody that I'm going to talk about today is listening, to be honest, guys. But again, met Carl in first year. We've been friends since. He also moved away in second year. What was with that? Second year, I was going through it because all of my friends from first year were leaving, and I had to start all over again. What a time. But he has showed me so many amazing artists and helped me like really get involved in the Montreal music scene and like learn about new artists, and like gave me all the venues to look out for. And in some of my worst hours and worst times in first and second year, he was there to go on walks with me in the middle of the night by the pier, even though he freaking hated it. He hated the cold weather and he hated the wind, and he would stick through with me the whole time because he knew I needed it. And yeah, we still talk. He was in Kingston in September for my birthday. And yeah, I think having all of my friends from first year back in the same place in September for my birthday really made me be like, oh my God, I miss this. I can't do this. And then, yeah, finally, Gus. Oh my God, what do I even say about Gus? He is so eccentric and so crazy, and he plays a saxophone, which I think pretty much embodies who he is, and he's from France. Just the most exuberant, shining personality that I've met, and he is so incredibly amazing and supportive, and I don't know, like, if you ever are having a bad day, like, he's the person you talk to, because he knows how to hype you up, and again, somebody that I don't know that I would have gotten through first year without, and then even second year, we didn't talk as much, but we got to hang out a good amount, and we kind of reconnected at the end of fourth year and then into my fifth year as well. And now he's in France and in Europe doing, well, gonna do his master's out there. So good for him. I'm still in Kingston, but I'll be gone soon. So for him, oh, I didn't even say the songs we're gonna be doing. So for Julia, we have to do I'm Going Home by Tim Curry from the Rocky Horror Picture Show. And for Carl, Black Country New Road with Good Will Hunting, which is a group that he introduced to me literally before Ants From Up There even released, and is like one of my favorite groups that I discovered in the past 4-5 years. And then for Gus, I'm going to do a song from the soundtrack of Le Choriste, which is this like random French choral movie that we bonded over in first year, being like, oh my God, you know this random movie. And we made everybody watch it. And of course, everybody loved it because it's an amazing movie. But I'm going to be playing Voix sur ton chemin. So without further ado, here is Tim Curry with I'm Going Home on CFRC 101.9 FM.
On the day I went away,
goodbye
was all I had to say.
Now I
want to come again and stay.
Oh my, my.
Smile, and that will mean I'm there. Been the same.
Feeling
like I'm outside in the rain.
Feeling
free to try and find a game.
Feeling
cards for sorrow, cards for pain. I'm
raised edge, hands out for balance, slipping you almost grab mine, but you find your feet. And I never wanted so much someone to fall. It's just been a weekend, but in my mind we summer in France with our genius daughters now. And you teach me to play the piano.
Trying to find something to hold on to. Never text enough.
And welcome back. You just heard Voisir ton chemin by Bruno Collet from Les Choristes, the soundtrack. The best movie ever, guys. You guys need to tap in. Before that, we had Black Country New Road with Good Will Hunting. And at the very top of today's set, we had my favorite person in the world of film ever is Tim Curry with I'm Going Home from the Rocky Horror Picture Show soundtrack. I'm realizing there's a few different soundtracks in here, which I guess makes a lot of sense. Today's episode is my last episode ever in the whole wide worlded. And those were each dedicated to my three friends from first year who I wouldn't be here without. Like, I genuinely would have dropped out of Queens because what else is there for me here? Except for my next batch of friends who I'm gonna now talk about on air. I've had a really hard time picking songs for people because it's very hard to characterize like everything you love about somebody in a song. And I'm also going through like an extremely horrible time trying to reconcile the fact that I'm not going to be living with or living 5 minutes away from half of the people in my life, as everybody else is doing that's graduating right now. So shout out to the graduating class of 2026. Technically, I'm class of 2025, but I took an extra year, so there's that. We're going to kick it off with a song dedicated to somebody who I lived 15 minutes away from for years and never met until like second year of university. And we both agreed that it's for the better. And the reason, okay, the song that I'm going to play is Falling Apart by Slow Pulp. And the reason that I'm playing this song is because this is for Aaron. This is the first concert that we went to together. And I remember she was in the lounge and like we kind of knew each other at this point. Like we had talked a few times, but we weren't super close. She was talking about how she had this ticket to this show and she had no one to go with. And I think I knew of Slow Pulp. It's a band that I had listened to in passing, but I didn't like know them like as much as she knew them. But I was like, oh my God, like Slow Pulp is a great band. And she was like, do you want to go? And so she drove us to Toronto to go see Slow Pulp. And it was at the Baby G. And it was literally three. Was it the Baby G? I don't remember. But it was literally like a 3 hour drive to get there. And we talked and we found out that we grew up so close to each other and like we never met. And I was supposed to go to like CSS and she went to CSS, but I didn't because I went to the school that was like the high school for my original elementary school before I moved to that area. But anyhow, to Aaron, I don't think that I could have gotten through these past few years without you. I know I keep saying that, but it's genuinely true. Aaron has been there for all of my breakdowns and all of my like having moments of not knowing what I'm doing with my life, not knowing who I'm gonna like end up being and what I'm gonna end up doing. And she's been so supportive and so kind. And we've gone to many a concert since then. We actually went to go see the openers from the Slow Pulp show in Toronto at the same venue, and we have a couple shows lined up over the summer. I don't know. I hope you're my forever concert buddy, and I hope that we can go CD shopping and music shopping together for the rest of our lives, because we can always agree to disagree on not only the albums we like, but also if there's albums we both like, we have a pretty good way of splitting it up even so that neither of us walk away with hurt feelings and like feeling that we missed something. After that, we have Lebanon Hanover with My Favorite Black Cat. This is dedicated to Chris, who, for lack of a better words, has an interesting music taste, to say the least, which I definitely also have the same taste but I feel like a little bit more spread out. We did a show on for the Radiothon last year called Evil Girl Music, because we both love really just like whiny men, Deftones music, and like new metal and like death metal, and just the stuff that you listen to when you're like, wow, a male manipulator who would do heinous things would listen to this same exact music. But I'm playing Lebanon Hanover today because Chris is my favorite black cat. And I've had the pleasure of living with her for 2 years. So she will continue on in Kingston without me, and also without Aaron, I guess, because we're our little trio. And then finally, we have David Bowie with Rock and Roll Suicide. This is my song for Chance because I didn't really know what else to play for him. I feel like we're so unserious when we talk about music and we give each other recommendations that I couldn't possibly play like most of the things we talk about, because it's just, I find like a crazy group and I send it to him, or some like crazy experimental like noise project and I send it to him. But Chance has been my CFRC person for the longest time. And has been here for many a breakdown. Many a cry has happened on the couch in the lounge or in the office. And again, when I didn't know what I was going to do with my life, when I didn't know like what I was going to do with my degree, if I was going to drop out, if I was going to stay around, like when I was having issues with other people, like Chance has always been a voice of reason, even if his immediate response to everything is like, just leave it alone. Like, girl, break up with your boyfriend, basically, is Chance's sentiment. And honestly, sometimes you do need to have somebody that is like talking to you in the most, like, I don't want to say removed, but like straightforward, like no beating around the bush, no sugarcoating. Like, you need somebody to just say like, hey, you need to wake up. You need to look at things from a very like detached perspective for a moment and realize that this is not as crazy as it seems, and this is not as intense as it seems, or you need to make that decision away from that place. Yeah. And Chance always honestly just pushes me to like be a better person and to like engage myself more authentically in the music industry. And I don't know what I would do without him. And he also keeps this station running. The reason that I even can be on air is because he puts in all the hard work behind the scenes to make sure that not only the live feed is running, but all of the studios, all of the tech that we rely on around here is working, tries his best to make sure that things are intuitive and easy, making sure that the pre-record settings are set up for people in the studios, making sure that people can come in and bring bands in, which is such a cool experience, or have the tech to do interviews either through Zoom or in person or whatever. All of the opportunities that exist at the station to kind of go beyond just playing music on air exist because Chance puts in the work. So shout out to Chance. I'm going to miss our lounge therapy sessions and our tea room runs and everything in between. But yeah. Anyhow, we're going to kick it off with Slow Pulp and Falling Apart, dedicated to Aaron on CFRC 101.9 FM. This is The Mood with May.
Looking at the TV, thinking that you time takes a cigarette, puts it in your mouth. You pull on your finger, then another finger, then cigarette. The water wall is calling, it lingers, then you forget. Oh, 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 you're a rock and roll suicide. You're too old to lose it, too young to choose it. And the clock waits so patiently on your song. You walk past the cafe, but you don't eat when you've lived too long. Oh no, 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 you're a rock and roll suicide. Shift breaks the snarling as you stumble across the road, but the day breaks instead, so you hurry home. Don't let the sun blast your shadow, don't let the milk float ride your mind. They're so natural, religiously unkind. Oh no, love, you're not alone. You're watching yourself, but you're too.
Rock and Roll Suicide by David Bowie. That was dedicated to our lovely tech manager, Chance. As well, shout out to Frankie, his lovely wife. I love her so much. She's so cute and girly pop, and I love that we do our crafts together and we watch movies together and have coffee together, and it's so fun. And then before that, we had My Favorite Black Cat by Lebanon Hanover, dedicated to Miss Christina Lori, your favorite news broadcast journalist here at the station. And I also live with her. So shout out to her. And at the very top of that set, we had Falling Apart by Slow Pulp because of Aaron, who I love and will never stop loving. And I'm so grateful for. And it feels like I'm falling apart because we're going to be like an hour apart now, which is a lot considering we've only lived like a 20-minute bus ride away from each other for the longest time. And I don't know what I'm going to do without my Aaron exposure time or like going to the screening room together. Oh, don't even talk to me about the screening room. Why did I bring that up? I'm going to cry, guys. This is probably going to be my more weepy section of the show, because we're getting to the last few songs and I'm already tearing up and I haven't even started talking. Oh my god. Shout out to Depeche Mode for this backing track because it's so not like the same wavelength that I'm on and I kind of need that. Okay, the last two people that I wanted to talk about today. And there's so many more people that I love and have run into at the station. So shout out to all of my favorite volunteers, whether it's Sarah and Aiden from Beat Banter or Maddie from the now defunct Revelation Radio, or even Jeff, the nerd from the 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. indie wake-up call on Wednesdays, who trained me for 2 months. There's, oh my God, who else? This is a lot. Oh, Griff from, I forget the name of her show, but she was here when I first started, and she was so amazing and kind of like showed me the reins as well. There's so many people that I've met over the years. Oh my God. Anyhow, if you've ever encountered me at CFRC, just know that I love you and I'm grateful for you. The last two people that I have to thank and to talk about is, first of all, my partner, Alvin, who I met 2-ish years ago, at Queen's at a conference of all things disgusting, the most commerce I've ever felt in my life, by the way. But yeah, we've had our times, we've had our ups and downs, but I am so grateful for you and for your family and for all that you do for me. And I'm excited to live with you, even though it means I'm going to be living not with Maggie, who is coming up in a second, but that's okay. You can be a good, I guess, third place, because there's Julia and Maggie, and that's a lot to live up to, so I'm sorry. But you're amazing, and I'm dedicating a Beatles song to you because I'm a big sob sap ball. I don't know how else to put it. This is Across the Universe. This is off of the Let It Be album. And this is one of the songs that I listened to in high school, and I was like, well, this is the song that I'm gonna like have playing in my head when I meet somebody who sees me for who I am and who I feel like I genuinely connect with. And this is for you. Thank you for being interested in my interests and letting me info dump on you before I even realized that you liked me. So there's that. And then finally, we have Maggie, who is my rock, my favorite person in the world, who I live with and have lived with for 3 years, which is the longest tenure that anybody has gone through. So shout out to her for dealing with that. And to her cat, Eugene. Oh my God, he's already gone. He had to go home to get shaved because he's all naughty, but he's so cute. Eugene has gotten me through so much just by being there and being a cat and letting me hold him and pet him. And Maggie, I don't know what I'm going to do without you. I don't know what I'm going to do when I don't live like a staircase away from you. She has listened to so much of my random, like, things that are not even drama. It's like me walking down the street and like somebody is walking too slow and I get home and be like, this person was walking so slow and they wouldn't let me pass them. And she just sits there and listens to it all. And she's like, yeah, you're so right, girl. Like, obviously, why would that person be walking so slow? And like, it's the most stupid stuff ever in the world. And I can tell her anything. And literally the first night that she like moved in, I made her a matcha and we were talking and we were like literally trauma dumping on each other, being like, yeah, well, you think your family's bad. Well, let me tell you, my voice is breaking. Oh my God. But for her, I'll always remember you from Hannah Montana, because they don't have Barbie, the Island Princess soundtrack on Spotify. And I hate that. And I don't want to switch to YouTube. That's too much work. But I will always remember her, and we will live together again. We're going to live in Montreal together. That's our goal. And then the last song that we're going to finish it out on, because this is so me. If you ever tuned in before Afternoon Bike Ride, before We Don't Have Time, this is off of Gloss Over. This is probably one of my favorite albums of all time. Afternoon Bike Ride is this band from Montreal, and I've had the privilege of interviewing them for the station as well as going to their shows, and I did a masterclass with them for Q-Wave on campus, and they're just an incredible group. And I think the pinnacle of my efforts at the station was like engaging with them. And it's a group that I'm going to be following for a long time. And I think this is an album that I cry to a lot. I found it around the time that all my friends were leaving in second year, and I think it really spoke to me. And I think that it will continue speaking to me now that I'm leaving Kingston, and this is my last ever thing ever. So anyhow, this is The Mood with May. This is my last episode ever, and I've been so sappy, and I've shed a few tears on air and many tears off air. And thank you to everyone who's listened over the years. Thank you to all my friends, to all my community. Volunteer at CFRC. Fill my spot. Because, yeah, there's a lot of great people leaving, and there's going to be a lot of room on the schedule. So, just saying. Without further ado, here is Across the Universe by the Beatles on CFRC 101.9 FM. This is DJ Mayhem, over and out.
Like endless rain into a paper cup, they slither wildly as they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my opened mind, possessing and caressing me. Wind inside a letterbox, they tumble blindly as they make their way across the universe. Jackaroo Davis, oh, nothing's gonna change my world. Nothing's gonna change.
Always knew this day would come. We'd be standing one by one with our future in our hands. So many dreams, so many plans. I always knew after all these years there'd be laughter, there'd be tears. But never thought I'd walk away with so much joy, but so much pride.
Yeah.